Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, so we can go around the room. Jeff's on fire today. We can let Jeff start. No emojis allowed. No emoji talk. What's a question you would have for Adam Peters?
Oh, man. What would a question I have for Adam Peters be? And all on one point, on every move.
May I answer that?
I was about to say, it's a magical answer. I just would want to hear it.
It's not magical. You win games. You win games. Everybody's back, baby. That's not that complicated, right? How do you get everybody on board, B? You win.
You win.
If the quarterback's good... Let me tell you this. Whoever it is, and I want to shout this dude out because he tweeted it. He was clearly excited. We talked about him. What was the dude's handle be? Drake May MVP?
Something like that.
If Drake May MVP, I'm guessing that dude wants him to take Drake May at number two. Play a hunch. If they take, and let's try to expand our horizons from the May Daniels debate. Let's say they take Bo Nix. They trade back to 20th and take Bo Nix. And Bo Nix comes here and balls out. And they go 11-6 and win a wild card game. Mm-hmm. Drake May MVP is going to become Adam Peters the GOAT.
Or maybe become Bo Nix the man.
Or Dan Quinn is my dude. Like,
yeah. Listen, man.
If they win games, people are going to be cool.
It changes everything. Like for me, though. What I would ask Adam is like, man, you came along, things were going great. Did you know this fan base was this damn crazy? did you know how insane this fan base was? And he'll probably say, well, all of them are like that.
I know that previous administrations, Rivera, some people involved in the Bruce era, but not Bruce, to his credit. Bruce didn't give a rip what was being said about social media or anything else.
He did.
There were a couple things he cared about, but in general, he got dunked on and didn't care. I don't think Adam Peters... I certainly don't think he has Twitter. He just strikes me as a dude that completely ignores the noise. Don't you think?
Peters?
Yeah.
I think he does, but I think, listen, man, if you have anybody from 10 to 25 in your family that you ever talk to, you know what they're saying.
Well, the difference, this to me stood out in a big way. Peters, when we were in Florida, when we were in Orlando, I got to talk to Adam, he explained that he hadn't seen his family since he first got the job. If you remember, his wife and daughters came with him for the introductory press conference. That was in January. This was late March. We were in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And he hadn't seen his wife and children in probably about 2 months, roughly. And he said, all I do is... He hadn't even moved into a house, found a house. His wife was coming to get them into a house. He was staying in those little hotels right around the corner. And he's like, I go to work, and I work until I fall asleep. Then I go to the hotel, and I come back the next morning, and I work until I fall asleep. Like, this dude is a grinder.
He's a grinder, but you know what, though? Grinders tell you what they do, but they don't admit that. You know, I do creep on the TV every once in a while to see what's being said.
Sure. And it doesn't, and it's entirely possible other people on the staff still do.
It doesn't make a difference to him because he's going to do, he understands the process. He's going to do what he needs to do and keep moving forward.
The other thing I want to say about Emojigate and those with big opinions on it, I know this from a lot of different agents that I know and speak to, that Peter's reputation in the agent world is of the highest caliber. You know how it might be standing. I think it's The Athletic put out the anonymous surveys of NFL agents and what organizations they trust, what organizations they don't. Like, now with Peter's running the show, the Commanders will rank very high on that list. I'm going to see if I can find that because I bet the Niners ranked high on that list. NFL agent survey. I'll try to find that in the break. Toby, do you have a question for old Adam Peters?
Yeah, it's not Daniels May specific, but quarterback philosophy in general. How do you weigh a higher ceiling, lower floor versus maybe a more safe quarterback that maybe doesn't have the top tier ceiling? How do you, when you're making that decision, you know, especially this year drafting at number two, how do you weigh the pros and cons of drafting a guy that definitely could bust but could turn into a top five guy versus just making sure you take the safe guy that maybe doesn't have as high a ceiling?
Fair question. And I think that could be not quarterback too. That could be any position, frankly. I also have to ask, though, like my rebuttal to you, not as Adam Peters, but just as me. I think you are this is like a widely held theory or concept, I guess, that you're saying Daniels is the safe guy but doesn't have as high of a ceiling as Drake May.
I mean, that's how it's kind of viewed. I think either one has a very high ceiling.
I don't know that I view that the same. And I guess the viewpoint is we haven't seen Drake at his best yet, right? Like, we think he can grow into it, whereas what we've seen from Daniels is probably his best. I agree.
What if he has more?
I agree that we haven't seen Drake at his best, but it's entirely possible. Like, Daniels is better. Because you know who's, like, Mahomes has gotten better. I don't know. Lamar has gotten better. It's entirely possible Stroud gets better. Josh Allen got significantly better. It's just an interesting concept to me that we think, all right, you're drafting Drake for the upside, but we just know what Daniels is. And is that because he's 23? I hardly think 23 is a complete product.
I was learning it, still learning and getting better at 30. So I don't know if you could just look at a person.
Jared Goff got better at what, 28?
Well, and I think this can, you know, go with it too. Like, people wanted to trade back. That's kind of died down now. But, you know, earlier on in the process, if people wanted to trade down, the safest guy maybe in the draft is Bo Nix, just because of the amount of football he's played. And I think he looked like a pro-style quarterback. Not saying that that's who they're going to take, but is that something that you consider if you're just saying, I don't necessarily want to swing for the fences and possibly strike out. I'd rather just make sure I get a guy that I know I can count on.
I think if you look at Bo Nix, you look at 30 passes he throw in a game, he'll throw 20 of them at the line of scrimmage. That's not pro style. That's track team that's going to run past you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.